Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Grant Park by Leonard Pitts, Jr. Narrated by Ron Butler.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., April 3, 1968.
But what we know, what we have seen, is that America can change.
Senator Barack Obama, March 18, 2008. 1. Martin Luther King stood at the railing facing west. The moon was a pale crescent just rising in early twilight to share the sky with a waning sun. He leaned over, joking with the men in the parking lot below. A couple of them were wrestling playfully with James Orange, a good-natured man with a build like a brick wall.
"Now you be careful with preachers half your size," King teased him. "Dr. King," called Orange in a plaintive voice, "it's two of them and one of me. You should be asking them not to hurt me."
"Doc," someone called out from below, "this is Ben Branch. You remember Ben?"
"Oh, yes," said King. "He's my man. How are you, Ben?"
Another voice yelled up from below,
"Glad to see you, Doc."
As Malcolm Toussaint moved toward King, it struck him that the preacher seemed somehow lighter than he had the last time Malcolm had seen him. It had been late one night, a week before, by the dumpsters out back of the Holiday Inn. The man Malcolm met that night had seemed weighted, so much so that even Malcolm had found himself concerned and moved. Malcolm, who had long scorned the great Reverend Doctor, who had, in the fashion of other young men, hip, impatient, and